Hello and welcome to Electric Vehicle Loans Weekly Podcast. I'm Paige Estratori, and it's Sunday, 10th of May, 2026. First up, the federal government confirmed on Monday, 4th of May, that the electric car tax discount will be wound back. Fringe benefits tax, or FBT, on novated lease EVs will change in stages. From 1st April 2027, only EVs under about $75,000 keep the full exemption, while higher-priced EVs get a reduced FBT. From 3rd April 2029, all EVs move to a 25% FBT discount. Why this matters? If you're comparing a novated lease to an electric vehicle loan, the maths will shift over the next few years, especially for models above the cap. Take a clear look at total cost of ownership and consider locking in a structure that suits your budget and timeline. Next up, April sales data show EVs hit roughly 1 in 6 new cars nationwide, a record share as fuel prices stay high and model choice expands. Chinese brands led the month, with strong showings across affordable SUVs and hatches, and overall EV deliveries were north of 15,000. For buyers, that demand can mean sharper deals in some segments, but also occasional wait times. Having your finance sorted and documents ready can help you move quickly when the right car is in stock, and compare lenders for flexible terms if supply shifts. Meanwhile, price competition is heating up. Omoda Jaecoo has extended its J5 EV driveaway offer of about $37,000 through to 30th of June, the end of financial year, or EOFI. Offers like this can bring the upfront cost closer to comparable petrol SUVs. If an entry-price EV fits your needs, weigh running cost savings and any state-based incentives alongside loan repayments to see the true monthly picture. That's it for this week. For clear comparisons on electric vehicle loans, flexible terms, and support from a nationwide broking network, head to electricvehicleloans.com.au. I'm Paige. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Sunday.